Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We're up to Perek Shlishi, the third chapter of Hilchos Nezirus. Aleph. Stam Nezir Shloshim Yom. If a person, without specifying, declares that he's a Nazir, then it's for 30 days. Ketzed how so? Misham Areni Nazir, if a person said, I am a Nazir, impossible Shloshim Yom, it's no less than 30 days. Vafilam Areni Nazir, Nezirus Gedolad Miyad Harbe. Even if he says, I'm a very, very big type of a Nazir. If it's a Nazir Shloshim Yom, it's still only for 30 days. Shall Perisman, because he didn't specify a time. Beis Perisman Parfum Shloshim, if he specified a time less than 30 days, because on Shama, like he said, Reni Nazir Yomechad, I'm a Nazir for 1 day, or Sayyam, or 10 days, or Esrim Yom, or 20 days. If it's a Nazir Shloshim Yom, he's still a Nazir for 30 days. She Nazirus Chusam Shloshim Yom, because a Nazirus is not less than 30 days. This is a halacha that we have as an oral tradition from Sinai. Gimel. Perisman Yosem Shlosh Miyom, if he specified an amount of time more than 30 days. Kagan Shama, like for example, he said, Echad Shlosh Miyom, 31 days, or Arbar Miyom, 40 days, Meya Yom, 100 days, or Meya Shana, or 100 years. Or is another as Mancha Perish, Lopofli Yoser. So he's another for the amount of time that he specified, no more and no less. Dalad Halmarin Yinazir Sha'achas, there is another Shlosh Miyom. If a person says, I'm another for 1 hour, so he's a Nazir for 30 days. Amar Eni Nazir Shloshim Yom V'Shoachas. If he said, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour, he's a Nazir Echad Shloshim Yom V'Shinoz V'Shoz. Then he's a Nazir for 31 days, because he can't make a vow of being a Nazir in terms of hours. It has to be in units of days. Hey, Amar Eni Nazir Mikanad Malkom Ploni. If a person says, I'm a Nazir from here till such and such a place, if he's not actually traveling towards that place, it's another Shloshim Yom Avad, then it's another for 30 days. Shulnus Kavan Zel al Nazirus Gedola. He only meant a large Nazirus. Ve'lo Piris Manan. He didn't specify time. Therefore, as we've said previously, it's for 30 days. V'me'achzik B'derach, if he's on his way, Ma'ayim Ahalach Pasma Shloshim Yom, if the place was less than a 30 days journey, it's another Shloshim Yom, he's another for the minimum amount of 30 days. If it's more than 30 days, there is another Nazir asking in the Yamim. So he's a Nazir for one unit of time, as many as the amount of days that it takes to get to that place. Shamar any Nazir to Nazir as a Shalosh Rabba, there is another Kaminyan Shamar. Call Nazir Nehem Shloshim Yom. The person said, I'm a Nazir, two Nazirus, or three, or four. So he's a Nazir according to the number that he specified, each one of which being 30 days. At the end of each of the 30 days, he shaves his hair, brings the sacrifices, and he starts with the second vow of Nazirus. Even if he said, I am a Nazir for 100,000 times a Nazir, he cannot possibly live that long. He counts one after the other, until he dies, or until he completes the number of times that he pledged to be a Nazir. And he does not have the status of a person who is a Nazir forever, even though this is, theoretically, it's impossible, or actually, in actuality, it's impossible for him to live that long. But still, he did give a specified time. Zayin Amarin Nazir Kaminyim Hashana. Man Nazir Yosef Kaminyim Hashana. If someone says, I'm a Nazir, the amount of days of the year, so he counts for the days of the year. In other words, he said he'd be a Nazir as many times as the days of the year, so he has to have a 30-day Nazir period for each day of the year. In Perishness, if he said the solar year, then he counts 365 times a Nazir, each one being 30 days. In Perish, if he explained Shnas Levana, a lunar year, Manas Shlosh Meir Sa'arba V'chamishim Nazirus, he counts 254 times a Nazir. In Sasa, Manas Shlosh Meir Sa'arba V'chamishim Nazirus, if he didn't specify, then he counts 354. Because vows, all vows follow the normal language of people. And therefore, most solar years have 365 days, most lunar ones have 354, and when people say a year, they usually mean the lunar year. If a person says, I'm a Nazir 1.5 times, then he's a Nazir twice. If he said, I'm a Nazir, and one day. We said, I'm a Nazir, and one hour. With another stain of zero, so he's another two times. Because he meant another Nazir period, and that can't be an hour or a day, it has to be 30 days. I'm already Nazir, v'achasar is another shtayim. If he says, I'm a Nazir and one, that means he means another time, so he's another two times. I'm already Nazir, v'achas v'yod, I'm a Nazir and one and more, or is another shalosh nizir, that means three times. If he's a Nazir, v'achas v'yod v'shuv, I'm a Nazir once and more and again, it's another arba nazirus. Each expression is adding one, so he's another four times. When he knows the shoshim yom v'yom echad, I'm another 30 days and one day. Harezeh nazir nazirus achshe shoshim v'echad yom. Then he is specifying that the one nazirus should be 31 days, and he is another for 31 days, as opposed to the earlier cases where he said he's another and then he added another day, so that other day necessitates an entire other nazirus. But here he's specifying 31 days to begin with. If somebody had two groups of witnesses testifying about him, one group testifies that he accepted being a Nazir twice, and the other group testifies that he accepted to be a Nazir five times. Or he's a Nazir shtayim, then he's a Nazir two times. Shebechlal chamish shtayim. Because everyone agrees that it was at least two times. Two is part of five. And both groups of witnesses testify that it was at least two times. So he has to be a Nazir for the two times. Yod mishanazir shtein naziris, if a person vowed to be a Nazir two times, ben shanazir shtein vasachas, ben shanazir zo achar zo, whether he made the promise, the vow, at the same time that he would do two, or whether one after the other, kagon, for example, shamareni nazir yom, Areni Nazir Yom, I'm a Nazir a day, which means he has to be a Nazir for 30 days. I'm a Nazir a day, which means another 30 days. Manas Rishon of Ipish Karban, and then he counted the first time, and he set aside a sacrifice. Vakach Nishal al Rishon of Itanidro, then he asked the sage, and he nullified his original vow. Also al Rishon of Ashniya, so the first time counts for the second time. Maybe Zer Karban Vinifter, and he can bring the sacrifice and be free. That sacrifice fulfills his obligation. Even if he brought the atoning sacrifice, even if he shaved his hair, and then he nullified the vow, also Rishon of Ashniya, so the first time of Naziris counts for the second time, since the first one is nullified. Because the second one is valid after the first, and since the first one was nullified, it's as if it doesn't exist altogether. In other words, what was stopping the second one from beginning? The fact that there was the first one there. Now, when retroactively, there is no first one, so the second one was there all along. If a person said, I'm a Nazir forever, or he says, I'm a Nazir for as long as I live, then he's a Nazir forever. If he said, I'm a Nazir for 1,000 years, then his status is one who is a Nazir for a specific time. Even though it's impossible for a person to live 1,000 years. What is the difference between a Nazir forever and a Nazir for a specified time? A Nazir for a specific time cannot cut his hair till the end of that time. It says, all of the days of his vow, a razor should not pass over the head until the days are filled. Someone is a Nazir forever. If his hair gets heavy, every 12 months he can cut his hair off. He brings the sacrifice of three animals when he cuts his hair. At the end of every year, that Avshalom would cut his hair because it was heavy. Avshalom was a Nazir forever. This is halacha that comes from the oral tradition. Someone who's a Nazir forever becomes Tameh, maybe carbon tumah. He brings a carbon of tumah, and he cuts his hair off. Taglach of tumah, the haircut that a Nazir is supposed to make when he becomes Tameh. A Nazir is uncutsive, just like a Nazir for a specific time. Yudgimel Shimshon Lahaya Nazir Gomer. Shimshon was not a true Nazir. Shrela Nadir Nazir, and a Malach of Frisham and a tumah. He never vowed to be a Nazir. The angel said that he should be kept away from tumah. The Ketzet HaYadina, what was the status? He wasn't allowed to drink wine. He wasn't allowed to cut his hair, but he was allowed to become tummy to the dead. This is halacha that we have from the oral tradition. Therefore, if somebody says, I'm a nazir like Shimshon, then he may never cut his hair or drink wine. He may not cut his hair even every 12 months as a regular forever nazir, but he may defile himself to the dead. I only had in mind some other person whose name was Shimshon, so he's not a nazir then. If a person vows to be a nazir like Shimshon, he cannot ask and nullify the vow because the nazirus of Shimshon was forever. Since that nazirus was instituted by an angel, it couldn't be nullified. If one says, I'm like the son of Manoach, I'm like the husband of Dalilah, I'm like the one who tore out the doors of Azza, I'm like the one who the Philistines bore his eyes out. He's another Nazir Shimshon. Then he is another like the Nazirus of Shimshon. Even though maybe somebody else did these same things. Shmuel of Rama was a Nazir forever. If someone says, I'm like Shmuel of Rama, I'm like the son of Chana, I'm like the son of Elkanah, I'm like the one who hewed apart Agag and Gilgal and the like, or he's another Olam, then he's another forever. Maybe he had in mind some other person who did the same things. If somebody says, I'm a Nazir for the house full or the basket full. Both, you know, so we check him. I didn't mean that I would be a Nazir forever. I meant that I'd be a Nazir for a long time. He's a Nazir for 30 days alone, as we've said previously. And if he said, I made the Nazir without any specific thing in mind. We imagine that the basket is filled with mustard seeds. If you're a Nazir called Yama, then he has to be a Nazir forever. He's a Nazir as many times as there are mustard seeds. He can cut his hair every 12 months and bring his sacrifices like a Nazir who vows to be a Nazir forever. So in other words, one person in this situation does have the status of a Nazir Olam. Someone says, I'm a Nazir as long as the hairs of my head, or kafa aretz, or like the dust of the earth, or kachol yam, or like the sand of the sea. It's as if he would have specified like the number of my hairs, or the number of the dust of the earth, or the number of the sand of the sea. Every 30 days he's a Nazir, he should cut his hair off and start a second one for another 30 days and cut his hair off and so on till he dies. Each time he cuts his hair, he may not drink wine or defile himself to the dead. If he drank or defiled himself, even on the day of the haircut, he does get flogged. If he says, I'm a Nazir if I eat this piece of bread, I am a Nazir if I eat it, he's liable the amount of times that he said it. He counts one after the other, each one for 30 days. He shaves his hair after each 30 days, and maybe Karbano, and brings his sacrifices.